gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, if you say so, it is the Stephanie Miller Show on the road, live from Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. Here we are in Bill Press's studio.
This is so discombobulating.
Right?
Oh, my God.
It's just like the regular show, only with more drinking and less sleep.
Well, yeah.
And Jackie, how are you doing in there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm behind the glass.
Hey,
I'm in the news cage.
You look like a lobster that we're going to... I want that one. We are,
What, you want the smallest lobster?
I want the smallest, boniest, spiny lobster in the tank. I want the one from Miami.
Or yeah. As your mom would say.
I feel like we've, like, overtaken Bill Press's fort.
We sort of have.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we're on the road and I have to, you know, take over from wherever Bill is, I always say the same thing to him. He's like, hi, Steph. I'm like, get out, Bill.
Yeah.
The best is Dan's crawling around on the floor back here.
Dan Henning,
yes.
The associate producer.
Kids, where do we start? Wowee. First of all, I have been...
drunk?
Yes. Since, Jackie, you know this, I took the party plane out. I was telling you guys.
Yes. You made a lot of new friends on the party plane.
I did. Okay, the flight from L.A., every single person on the flight was drunk, Jim, I'm quite certain. Mm. And Jackie, I sat between my official, as a good liberal, my official black best friend, of course, Aisha Tyler.
Sure. Right.
Sexy liberal. But I was between Deborah and... oh, God, she was there. Hang on. Oh, my God. Deborah. Yeah.
Deborah and Deborah?
I think so.
Wow.
Yes. They were on either side
of me. Or
are
you drunk and it just sounded the same?
I don't know.
Are you Deborah or are you Deborah?
We're buying each other's drinks. Literally, like, the whole way. The whole plane was just like, 4 more years. Yes, we did. It was the Obama party plane.
But didn't you get recognized and they leaned over and said,
yes.
Who are you?
Yes. People kept coming up and asking for autographs and pictures. And they're like, girl, who are you? And then, so we were best friends, talking about all kinds of stuff, and then they started doing code in front of me. You know, they started to be like, girl, I met him at Spelman, and then later I ran into him at a Kwanzaa party. I'm like, listen, I understand what you're talking about. Don't leave me out of this conversation.
It's not like you're talking a foreign language.
Right. I'm a lame-ass white girl, but I get it. Don't, okay.
I know from Kwanzaa.
So, girl, is that Tyree up there? Look at the girl he's with. He doesn't like our flavor. I'm like, I get what you're saying. He doesn't like black girls. Listen, don't leave me out of this conversation. We're best friends now.
You have a new throuple. Melissa and I were very jealous.
I know. I do have a new throuple. They came to Sexy Liberal Saturday night.
White hot jealousy. You see.
Hey. Oh, my God.
What's that white girl talking about? All I hear is...
like Mars Attack.
Yeah.
That's all they hear. Understand what she's saying. So where do we start? I don't...
Well, we should start with
Saturday
how
night.
We started trying on gowns.
First of all, we know that I'm bearing the lead, but we'll get to that. There's been a little hubbub on the interwebs with certain pictures. So we'll get to the...
What?
Yeah.
What kind of hubbub?
You haven't... We'll get to that.
I posted the pictures, yes,
right.
But I didn't see anything hubbub worthy.
But there's hubbubby.
Okay.
Trust me.
Hubbubbiness?
Right.
It's hubbalicious.
We've had literally like an hour of sleep between us. And you, by the way, you know when you start any sentence to him the next morning with, I'm told I, you know that it was really drunk. Like Chris is like, I'm told I drank an entire bottle of vodka the first night I was here.
Oh, God, you're sharing that story?
I'm told by the bartender.
My friend Jeff is a bartender.
Right.
And so I parked myself in front of his station and
right.
He poured me free drinks all night.
My hot boy toy.
He
sounded like John Boner.
I'm told I drank almost an entire bottle of Sky vodka.
Wow.
And walked off with Jeff's shirt.
And well, he
and sent Jeff
right.
home with your scarf.
With my scarf. So he had to walk home in the cold with just a scarf, no shirt. But that was his fault.
You're a
bad man. That was his fault. He handed me my coat and... scarf.
But listen, it was a good thing for a lot of people if you've seen what he looks like without a shirt.
Well, there you go.
All right. So meanwhile,
back in my room,
when was this? Wait. Oh, this was what, Jackie, the first night, right?
When did we
this
get
here?
This is
after the, who can remember?
It is all a
We got
blur.
Here Friday.
Friday night.
Right.
Okay. So this is Friday
this
night.
Was
and this, right now it's Monday.
I had my own part. Right. I know that.
Okay.
Don't
well,
help me.
You've been in a drunken haze for about 4 days now.
This is what inaugurations are about. It's just, it literally is like a, you know, prom weekend for like adult political geeks. It's just, right?
It is very nerd prom-y.
Monday. It must be Belgium.
Right. I can't even, now I can remember what's happened. It's such a haze. It's so the first night, Jackie, we were drinking. Right. Yeah. Drunk in my room. It was me and Jackie Schechner, right. Melissa Fitzgerald. That's our thruple.
Okay, what's funny is that you sent the text message to us to join us in your room.
Right.
We walked in your room, and you guys were already hammered.
Yeah, and Chris and Jim came.
Roland was slurring his words.
Roland, yes. Sexy Liberal Tour Director. I don't know, various other. Anyway, we were drinking and trying on gowns. Melissa Fitzgerald.
As you do.
Because she's a real girl. She brought, because I don't leave my house. I wear this baseball hat and T-shirt, as you know.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Never leave my house.
In
so
the
this
shower.
Is, right. Mm-hmm. In the shower, yeah.
But in all due fairness, Steph, I didn't own a gown until I lived in D.C.
Right.
I mean, it's not something you might necessarily own unless you walk the red carpet like
right.
Melissa does.
Well, it's something that you might have thought about before the day you left for the trip, if you were
that
someone
is true.
That was a higher intelligent question than me.
Or you work in radio.
Right.
You don't dress up.
Right. So I called Jackie. It's just been a drunken fashion emergency for days now. I'm like, help me, I gotta, balls. And by the way, I've never said the word balls so much since I went on vacation with Roland. Okay, so anyway, we were all getting drunk and trying on gowns, and I said it was like a edition of Toddlers and Tiaras, but with middle-aged drunks.
Yeah.
You can sort of, just a lot of staggering. What about this one? Please.
Well, Honey Boo Boo has her Go Juice, which is a mixture of
right.
Red Bull and Mountain Dew.
Right.
So
right.
You had your Go Juice, which was Chardonnay.
Right. I tell you what. All I remember, Jim, and this is the part you'll enjoy. We're getting the part you'll enjoy is, because you may have had to make those apology calls after the bottle of vodka night.
I did.
Is I ended up sort of like a koala latched onto Melissa Fitzgerald, kind of sucking on her like a eucalyptus leaf.
She's straight.
Yeah, right. See, and that's the reason for the apology call.
Oh my
sort
God!
Of my face like a screech monkey. I'm like, Jackie was with me the next morning. Beep. Melissa, hi. It's. Steph, I apologize for attaching myself to your face like a face-sucking alien. Last night, I know you're straight. Sorry. Click.
Did that cause for any awkwardness the next day?
No. She enjoyed it, apparently.
Well, she was hanging on my face during the show, which was
very much listen, we...
That was...
We've all scratched the surface of the debauchery that's happened this weekend.
The best part is Melissa's going along with it all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Somehow we have sucked this woman into the vortex.
Right. Oh, yeah. She couldn't be a better sport about it. I was saying it's a whole reality show of just my next day messages to her. Beep. Melissa, I'm sorry. I know you're straight.
I'm sorry I blank. Yeah, it's like Mad Libs. I'm sorry I verb.
Template.
Yes. Verb.
Jackie always calls America's funniest lesbian pranks. Oops. Can you help me with a zipper on this gown? Oh no! Oops, help me.
you know Jackie's straight as well.
Right.
Okay.
Well, listen, she knows. She's got the apology calls.
Okay.
No, I said it. Melissa actually takes the heat off of me a little bit.
Exactly. She's handed the...
She's been on the receiving end of...
She's handed the baton to Melissa. Yeah. Oh, my God, you deal with this. I have got to find her a girlfriend. This is exhausting.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Ermagerd.
Ermagerd. Ernogeration. Okay.
Erbermer. Firmer yours.
This has been a lot of debauch. Yes. I was so excited about being here for Inauguration Weekend. I did. I broke up with my fake internet girlfriend, and I'm pretty sure I did something to the Washington Monument. I don't remember.
Oh, dear.
But I called and apologized.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So I think it's straight, too.
Yes.
It's really straight and really phallic. all right. So that even brings us to what can we say about Sexy Liberal Saturday Night? Oh, my God.
That was amazing. Well, before that.
Right, Jim Ward was brilliant, by the way, as usual.
Wait, you missed a whole thing there.
Yes, you missed the big thing on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday?
The White House.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that.
Yeah, now that she's got this affair with Vice President Biden, she's like, the White House, whatever.
You were yesterday, should I send you show prep? I'm like, I think we've got it. I need the whole show. I'm not even to Saturday. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How did I leave out that we got a private tour of the White House?
Including the Situation Room,
where
nobody sees.
Oh, my God. I almost caused a situation in the Situation Room.
Yeah.
Right?
As you do.
right? They forgot that they were supposed to take our cell phones. We were like, oh, my God, how close are we to a sniper?
Yes, and poor John said, I'm fired.
Yeah, we have a big fan who is a proud out and gay Air Force
and
fan.
And he's been on the show before,
oh, yeah.
Only he couldn't reveal who he was.
Right.
He's the founder of OutSurf Magazine.
Yes.
And when he was on, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still in place. And so he could not reveal what his name was or who he was. So
yeah, but what a he's so
but now
amazing.
He can. His name is Jonathan Mills, and we thank him so much
for
the tour.
He was lovely. Seriously, I have to say, you were the biggest geek, even though we were all geeking out.
I know.
We were getting close to the Oval Office, I swear. I've never heard a man gasp that. Yeah, he was like, yes, it's the Oval Office. Yeah.
I didn't expect to see the Oval Office. I'm sorry. I was like, wow.
I'm glad they left the optimistical yellow rug in there.
Where's Ruggie?
they took Ruggie out.
But nobody gets to see the situation. We were in the room when they got Bin Laden. We were in that room
where the famous picture was taken, where Hillary went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very small.
It's tiny.
And the guy that owned the shows is like, "What about that phone? What does that do?" Like, just give him a look.
What does this
do
button
not
do?
Touch that.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you just launched missile strike.
Well, that's why you could never work in a situation because you tend to blurt things out.
I do.
Right?
I do.
You'd be like, oh, my God, you guys, guess who we're going to kill tonight?
Oops.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that the thing I wasn't supposed to? Okay.
And what was cool is that they had a bunch of televisions in there, and all of the televisions could tune to any television station on Earth anywhere. Like, you know, the local NBC station in Abilene, it gets it.
Right.
You could get it in there.
I always wanted to know what time what Zulu time is.
Yeah.
What time is it in Abbottabad?
And there are clocks all over the place that say what time it is where the president is.
Right.
You could have tuned into Zambia's funniest home video.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. I was like, can I play with the remote? Yeah. All right. So we're not, and we haven't even gotten to me and the vice president. All right. That's a tease. Now, that's a tease.
You know, he's straight.
That's why I have to call and apologize this morning.
God.
He's a big effing deal.
We haven't even gotten to the show and who we met yesterday, and we've got
stuff. Stories.
We got stuff. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show, for better or worse, live on the road from the inauguration here in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Going to be blowing those secrets out all morning.
Oh, boy.
23 minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show live from the inauguration in Washington, D.C. Why, look what Jackie has. She has a pet sexy liberal director.
I have a pet Roland.
Hi, Roland.
Who we just discovered is dressed inside out.
Yes.
He's still drunk. You see his shirt?
Well, they were out till 4. Yes.
He walked to work this morning with his shirt inside out. Didn't notice.
You know, they have cabs here. You didn't have to walk.
Well, I'm continuing my tradition of killing Roland with exercise.
He can't hear.
Yes.
He can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear.
I'll give him my headphones. Hold on.
All right. So, yeah, we walked because you can't get anywhere close to here. We're at the Capitol.
I took Metro. There's a Metro station right over here.
Really? Which would have been so much easier to do than the 90-minute death walk that we did.
You enjoyed it.
Death march.
I bought you a breakfast sandwich. Hush.
I didn't get a donut. I wanted a donut.
He doesn't sound so high-strung this morning.
I know.
I'm a little tired.
Right. Well, he pulled off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Amazing sexy liberal show, Saturday night,
it
Warner Theater.
It was the best.
That's what everybody said.
It really was.
It was the best.
I don't remember because I was
like amazing.
Drunk.
Right.
And
yes.
Melissa Fitzgerald kissed me on the mouth.
Okay, Jim still has wood. Jim has wood. That was like 2 days ago. Yeah, she came out in her Jessica Rabbit dress and sang to Jim and kissed him.
Yep.
Okay, here's going to be the scandal, Roland.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa Fitzgerald wore that dress. That was her gown, obviously, that night. And then she lent it to me last night for the green ball. And then she's going to wear it tonight to the big ball. So we're just going to put the... So
it's a rough economy.
Right. People are going to go, how did she get her in and out of that dress? Oh, they just keep trading that dress? Oh.
No.
Well, that dress seems to attract vice presidents.
Oh, look at you. Look at you teasing. We're not to the vice president story yet.
That dress is a big effing deal.
He did not go to radio school like we
did. I know. Yeah. You need to learn the art of the tease.
I'm a little tired this morning.
All right. Yeah, we were still at Saturday. We got a private tour of the White House in the Situation Room. Mm-hmm. And it's like you see in the movies, the smaller Situation Room was the one where they actually got bin Laden, not the big one.
Right.
Right, and
right.
I said, is this for smaller situations? Clearly not. That's
no.
a big
deal. It's when there's trouble
deal.
In Munchkin Land.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this for only the countries of little people? It's a really tiny little, it's really small.
I gotta say, there's a situation here. It's a very tiny situation.
If you have a situation in Oz, perhaps.
But in that picture, the famous picture that was taken,
right.
It looks a lot bigger. It's not.
Right.
It's tiny.
Right. Yeah, and
I was caught in that, I must have, but I thoroughly examined bin Laden.
We got to find out all sorts of fun, White House fun facts, right?
Yes, we did.
They were like, oh, the president of China gave us these.
Big,
and
huge vases.
We gave them one of these leftover doves we had. Well, I'm like, you re-gifted?
Yes.
Skittles.
Like, oh, there's a dove here in the cabinet where the presidential papers.
We drank White House water.
I'm like, first thing, picturing the president panicking, where's that? Crappy ashtray Angela Merkel gave me.
There's that Millard Fillmore paperweight.
Yeah, we don't need that. Give her.
Yes, we did drink White House water.
We did.
I think it was William Howard Taft's bath water.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly substandard.
Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway, so that was, Saturday. Then Saturday night was, amazing. Sexy Liberal. Every sexy liberal in the universe was there.
Yeah.
Tom Hartman was in the audience. Joe Madison.
Madison. Mm-hmm.
We had Rocky Mountain Mike and Shano
yep.
and Danielle and
everyone
Dana
from the chat
Maryland
room.
And Sue in Rockville and who, I can't even.
And we did Shano and Danielle's show.
Yes,
right.
We did that yesterday.
Right. Road to Lynn Mary was there, of course.
Sure.
Sure she was.
Of course I'm lying about that.
You people.
I can't afford it because the blacks stole all my son's food stamps and filled the Escalades up with groceries.
They could have driven me in the restaurant.
I don't have the
but
money,
they
but
didn't.
Show me a poor Jew. Bet you a lot of them could afford to go.
All right.
Groceries and Courvoisier.
Good morning, Mary. Stereotypes are us.
Yeah.
And don't get me started on the Armenians.
Oh, and Alan Grayson, who, of course, was our celebrity guest, and who, once again, got a standing ovation for walking.
He did.
When he walks into the theater, people...
Well, those boots
operations
he was wearing.
Boots, yeah.
Those boots he was wearing, those
they were.
Were
made for walking.
He always wears those boots, though, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
and the patriotic tie, and he's like 1,000 feet tall, so
he
it's
is.
Hard to miss him. Yeah, he's just a... He's a rock star.
He's a wonderful man.
He is a rock star.
Yep.
I love him so much. Anyway, and we got stiffed by Alec Baldwin again, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was the second.
He was kind of the belle of the ball here. Traffic is, you can't get anywhere. He was hosting the Comcast ball or something.
Yeah.
And we were emailing. How big were those flowers, Roland?
Lovely.
I will say Alec Baldwin sent me a forest.
Yeah, it was
and Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin sent us champagne.
She is the greatest person in the world.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know it. And she and James sent us, which of course we drank out of little dental cups backstage.
That was expensive Prince? Champagne
right,
that you drank out of Dixie cups.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
She is just classy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Anyway, but yeah, we were unfortunately, what do you call it? Yeah, Alec Baldwin, we were emailing back and forth, and he just stuck in traffic. And so, I know. We're going to do a reality show, right? Waiting for Alec Baldwin?
You have enough episodes now.
Unfortunately. One day, my prince will come. All right. And see what you do? This is what we do, Roland. On radio, we went right up to the break here before I say, oh, and I met the vice president. That's the tease!
That's the art of the tease.
That's my first time at the rodeo. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The nicest, sweetest, coolest girl at the pageant. And this year's Miss Congeniality.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show live on the road from Washington, D.C. for the inauguration today of the President Barack Obama. Please and thank you. Can we take calls? I guess, but 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Sure. Yeah, Travis can.
As you do.
Travis can text me who's on the line.
Oh my God! Look at Roland and Jackie spooning in the other room. That is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Okay.
We've actually become one person over the course of the last 48 hours.
You're Rosie Miami's Greer and Ray Milland.
Exactly.
That is totes adorbs.
Exactly. So we've only been here since Friday, and we have we even gotten to yesterday? We haven't yet, have
no.
we?
No.
I forgot the other thing. Have we been tweeting pictures? I think we have. I can't tell because I'm...
You've been drunk. There are pictures. Everything that you sent to me is on your Facebook page.
Okay. Because
were you drunk when you sent them?
It's been Ermagerd weekend.
Ermagerd.
No. There's pictures of me with Senator Elizabeth Warren, everybody. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Oh, my... You know, for political geeks, it was hilarious because Kenny Loggins was playing, and I was like, oh, my God, Elizabeth Warren. Unless he's doing Footloose, I don't care. I wanted to meet Elizabeth Warren, and I did. What? And... Oh, Senator Al Franken. So there's pictures of me with the... Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Those are all up on your Facebook page.
Yes. Like, I read it too. He asked how radio is. You know.
Yeah.
I'm like not the same... Not as good as the Senate, apparently, but anyway. He was
what was
great
his
to see
review
him.
Of the show? This has not been your best show.
He wasn't a sexy liberal. I saw him.
No.
I've seen him twice, actually, but it was great to see him. I know. Actually, you remember when last time I felt like we were here, we launched the Washington station with him.
That's right.
When we started.
Oh, my God.
Like
that's
eight
right.
or 9 years ago. Yeah, remember it was me and him and Imus. We were on
the first Washington station.
Yes, that's yeah. many.
We arrived in a horse-drawn carriage.
And we almost got run over by John McCain, remember?
Yes.
He looks very angry for
some
reason.
It's not the policy.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, where does that take us to? I don't know. Yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
We went to the green ball, right, Jackie?
Oh, wait, hold on.
sorry.
My mic was off.
Sorry, were you busy?
We're having a moment. I had to get Roland to turn his shirt right side out.
Oh, I see.
Because of the green ball.
Here's a little... Yeah. Yeah, GTK, we're live on the air
oh,
now.
Oh, really?
Thanks.
Is that how that works?
Yes, thanks. Mm-hmm. All right.
Live?
Thanks for your help, Roland. All right. All right.
Yes, we went to the green ball. We all got dressed up in our fancy duds.
Right. Roland and Jackie and Melissa Fitzgerald and Ron, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. And we all went to the green ball, which was amazing, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful. And it was at the Newseum, which is the News Museum in D.C.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and it's an amazing building.
Yeah,
and, you know, we talked about some of the things that are there, and they have the Pulitzer Prize-winning photos.
Right.
And they've got a setup where you can pretend to be a newscaster. It's a really cool place
to
visit.
Did you get to do that, Jackie?
I did not get to do it, but Hal Sparks and I did have a conversation about possibly doing the weather in his tux, and I would coach him through it. It was... We had a moment discussing of how to be a newscaster in that environment.
Now, I believe Roland has a drunken video of you and Melissa Fitzgerald and I singing I've Got a Feeling.
Because Will.i.am was there.
Will.i.am was there.
There's a picture of you with Will.i.am.
Yeah, with a P.
We have a P.
Well, you look like two peas in a pod in that picture. So cute. Yeah.
Really?
He was totes adorbs. But, Jackie, I do remember that. I remember you and Melissa and I drunkenly singing and dancing and... bouncing, and I don't know.
Yeah, I have learned that as Roland is our videographer, that you have to say to him, that one doesn't go on Facebook.
Right.
That one does not make the Twitters.
Two words, photo approval.
Well, when they're pouring champagne to the degree that they were pouring last night,
right.
The ability to self-censor postings.
Yeah. They all look the same.
Tougher, yeah, you know, I posted what last night?
Four bottles of champagne.
So this is why you sent them to me, so that I would be the filter.
I don't remember sending you anything. I'm sure I did.
Okay.
The guy on the show was just sending a picture a second somewhere. I don't even know where.
You're trying to use the guy who drank an entire bottle of vodka to intercept the guy
because
who had
he was like the designated.
Well,
he was the designated.
Yeah, because last night I went to bed at like 9 o'clock.
He was the designated Twitterer.
Yeah.
We were even drunker, so.
Yeah.
So Jackie, who did we. Oh my God, I got to talk to Senator Bob Casey, who was really sweet.
He
amazing.
Is lovely.
Yeah, he is really nice.
He talks
he
to
knew
you.
My dad was one
locks
of the only,
in.
Right, he knew my dad was one of the only other prominent Catholic politicians, you know, after JFK.
Oh,
yeah, he was
wow.
very yeah, he was amazing.
His wife was lovely as well. They were they were very gracious and very warm.
Yeah. This is just, by the way, going to be an entire show of obnoxious name dropping, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, well,
your college classmate Tate Donovan.
Oh, that's right. From
what?
USC.
Tate
from
Donovan?
USC.
You went to school with Tate Donovan?
Yes. I went to school with a lot of people that are much more successful than I am.
He played in an Irish band with a friend of mine from UCLA.
See?
wasn't
6 degrees of.
It's not hard to be more successful than me, but almost everyone I went to.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, what? Who else? Ed Markey.
Ed Markey.
Bernie Sanders.
There's a picture of you
with
and
Bernie.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spooning with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. We were talking about. It's hilarious how politics have gone in this country. That people, whenever he comes on the show, right? We listen. We go. Oh, that's socialism? That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Why don't we do more of that? And so he gets called this crazy socialist, and he's actually would be
the
normally
guy.
Right, just be a Democrat. Yeah, it's the Republican Party. It's just insanely crazy.
We have a call if you want, Debbie in Maryland.
Really?
Yes. Would you like to? She was at the Sexy Liberal show.
I was in Maryland last night.
You see how I get nervous right away? Like, who is it? Somebody that has a picture of something? Okay. Hi, Deb. Welcome. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Steph. I was at your show Saturday night.
Yay!
I was in the 101 K Street seat. I didn't get you to come by and give me my hug, you promised.
Oh, precious pumpkin. Oh. I'm sorry.
I got so sad. I walked over to the old Ebbett Grill with friends, and we threw down some drinks. Loved the show.
Oh,
I was at the old Ebbett Grill.
You could have groped Jim.
It was mobbed. You know, all the congressmen that get changed out. They come with all these young people, so all the young people from all over the country were there and that are moving into town. So they were in party and spirits.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming, honey.
You're welcome.
All right.
The show was great.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
My wife grew up in D.C., and she used to go to the Old Ebbett Grill to do her underage drinking when she was a teenager.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Huh. We can go to Mike on line 3 if you want to.
All right, I was in mid-story.
Well, then, okay.
Fine, if Mike is more important. Hi, Mike. Welcome. Good morning, Mike.
And thanks for ruining my story.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excellent show Saturday. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It was so good. I've been with my wife for 18 years. We've been married for 15, and she actually kissed me after the show, and she growled at me. That's how good the show was.
Oh. So you got some.
Yeah, the sluttiness rubs off.
It was great. It was just, everybody was fantastic. It was hilarious. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, honey. We had a great time. Thanks for coming. You and your slutty wife. Thanks so much. All right. Love you. I French kissed Kevin in D.C. during the show.
You did.
Yeah. And also a little more than that. A little reach around.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in front of everybody.
He's my sexy liberal mandingo warrior.
Yes, he is.
And I'm his alabaster angel. And there is danger when you taste brown sugar.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Even if you're that way.
Right. Well, I was holding him very close, and I was saying it reminded me of when we did the Subway sandwich story last week. Because remember that guy complained that his
only got 11 inches?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just Kevin on a cold day. That's Kevin just taking out the first section.
He has to unfold the other sections?
Right?
Okay.
Like in a corny, like a, you know.
Like one of those old-timey rulers.
Sorry, I haven't seen one of those. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Old-timey rulers, yes, with sections.
You know, where you...
Right. Yeah. Thunk, 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 right. It's like something falling down the stairs. What is that?
Like a slinky.
Oh, sections.
Yes. Oh, my God, are you okay?
Is this just the first hour still?
This is just the first hour.
You were only out till 2.
What's that?
And you were only out till 2.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so who else? I'm trying to think who else we met. It was just amazing for political geeks like us, right?
At the Green Ball?
It's a political geek prom, the inauguration, right? So who else did we meet? We met everybody.
You're asking her? She got in at 4 in the morning.
All right.
But the best part was when Melissa Fitzgerald knocked on my door at 4 in the morning to get her coat and bag out of my room.
Oh.
Yes. So I was already ready for bed, and Melissa was still in her prom dress.
Well, she didn't have a show to do this morning.
Yeah, she's a bad influence. we're doing it again tonight.
We were teaching her all about Grindr at the Green Ball, which is also...
What were you doing teaching her about Grindr?
We're teaching a whole bunch of people about Grindr.
Yeah, we're corrupting everybody back. Yeah.
Oh, you know who we saw and we helped get in?
Who?
This is such gossip.
Oh, speaking of Grindr.
Oh. No, this is unrelated. No. Let's not start the rumors.
Let Jackie tell the story. Go ahead.
So we're walking out of the Green Ball to go into another section of the museum, and I looked at Roland and I said, isn't that Darren Criss from Glee?
Yes.
Yeah,
and he was
there.
At the entrance table having trouble getting in.
Right.
In. Because I don't know if they didn't recognize him or he didn't have ID on him.
And we saved and the
said,
organizer's ass. We said to her, we're like, that's, you better
that's Blaine.
Darren, yes, you have to let him in. And yeah. She went around and she talked to them and they let him in. So he doesn't know this, but
right.
He owes me.
Yes.
Big time.
Darren, hello. Hello. Yeah. Just anything would be nice.
Yes. So he could
nice
give
wine,
me a nice
flowers,
yeah, kiss, serenade. Make out, I don't know,
something.
A little bit, whatever. he's adorable. He's young, but he's adorable.
And then the BFD part, Jim. I mean, what can you say? We're literally sitting around talking. I'm like, is that the Vice President of the United States?
Wow.
Yes, he came to the Green Ball, and oh, my God.
Wow.
It's, yeah, it was a big effing deal. It really
it's
was.
It's a big effing deal.
Jackie, I don't know if you were, oh, you weren't around.
No, and here's what happened. So Roland texts me. I was hanging out with Hal and Summer, and we had gone up to see some of the entertainment, and he texts me. He said, get backstage now. Now. I got a series of texts. Now.
Listen, you don't seem to understand now.
And then as we walked back, some guy literally pushed me and said, you can't come back here now.
Yes.
Said, okay. Well,
yes.
Roland said no.
Great. Yeah. So apparently Roland doesn't have sway over the vice president's guard.
Really?
Okay, Roland's also going to post. There's a bunch of pictures because it wasn't just a moment. We were actually talking and laughing. And he gave me a kiss, and it was amazing. He is as charming as you hear. He really was. It was incredible.
It's
he knew
a great picture of him in the West Wing. If you ever get a White House tour,
yeah,
yeah, back at the end of the hall.
Yeah, but anyway, he was amazing. I said he remembers everything.
Well, he said to you, "I never forget the beautiful woman."
Hello, Joe. But yeah,
he says that to all the girls.
You remember? I said I testified in front of you with Ed Schultz. Remember about talk radio?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, that's what he said." He goes, "Oh, that's right. I never forget a beautiful woman." Big effing deal.
And he had the softest hands.
Listen, Roland, I don't know what you're implying, but don't lose him the blue collar vote next time. What's wrong with you? that was amazing. He was really, he is just that charming. He's warm and charming, and he gives you a big hug, and So there's that story. And, Roland, you posted a picture last night?
Yep, and it's, like, burning up. It got, like, 1,700 likes in less than, like, 12 hours.
Roland,
wow.
Just, Roland last night just posted with, so this happened.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, and I said it, of course, to everyone I know. So this just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's exactly. Very photogenic too.
I know.
If you're looking
he's
at this photo on,
oh,
yeah,
he's
very.
He's
Facebook sexy liberal, and this picture we're looking at it as we speak.
He's handsome and romantic.
It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah,
and for those of you who haven't seen Stephanie without her baseball hat, and like you looked very glamorous last night.
Oh, that's Melissa Fitzgerald's gown. Thank you, sweetheart.
Well, you looked gorgeous.
Yes,
you
did.
You looked like a little fairy princess. Okay.
The drunk fairy princess. We started taking photos. I wrapped my legs around Roland. I was like, is this too raunchy to post on Twitter?
Nope, not at 3 a.m.
Nothing too raunchy to post on Twitter.
No. Oh, Lord.
All right. Chris, that's your rule. Nothing good ever comes after phone calls after 3 a.m.
Or nothing good ever comes from drinking games with brown liquor.
That's right. Okay.
White liquor is fine.
Yes, white liquor is fine.
Yeah, we've learned everything the hard way.
A whole bottle of vodka is fine.
So you're an alcohol racist is what you're
saying. At 3 a.m., Jackie and I were trying to convince a police car to drive us home when we couldn't get a cab.
Yeah, that's the thing I'd forgotten about, how all the walking in the high heels. I had I literally started crying. We had like blocks. It was freezing. I had to take my heels off because the bones seemed broken in one of my feet at least. And I was like, Ron.
Ron says, you're too pretty to be this complainy. That's what he says.
Where's a cab?
I tell you, every time you go to D.C., it's cold. Don't wear open-toed shoes with heels.
I know. We need girl shoes, right, Jackie?
You can't wear combat boots.
Yeah, like I
can
wear my
gown.
Right, my Uggs with my gown.
No, please don't.
All right, much more Inauguration Day. Happy Inauguration Day. Live from D.C., it's the Stephanie Miller Show on the road.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Drunkenly dancing live.
Okay.
This story with Will I Am.
Hold it like this. The speaker's at the bottom.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. We're gonna post this, but
they. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't think they could hear that.
Yeah. Okay. That was. We'll post that because that.
Yeah.
That looked like spring break, Jackie. That was really, that was so like Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it was very Daytona Beach.
Right.
1992.
Right, right.
Yeah, not cute. Yeah, but that's one of those moments where you think it's a good idea, and then you play it back afterwards, and it's like, oh, that, yeah.
I thought we were really on key at the time, but anyway.
Oh, you weren't.
I'm never on key.
I love that song, don't you? Oh, my God.
You were just kind of shouting.
Right. And jumping. That's a, you know.
Pogoing.
Right, that's what you say my dancing is. I just jump up and down.
That, yeah.
Probably, I get excitable. Yes.
It gets the job done, I suppose.
Right.
It's there.
Passes for movement.
Sure.
Okay. All right. We are live from Washington, D.C., obviously.
From the Bill Press Studios.
From the Bill Press Studio here on Capitol Hill, getting ready for the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Oh, do we have some sound? We actually have him taking the oath yesterday.
Yes, cut number one.
Here we go. Thank you, Tony. Back in L.A. holding.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
I suppose he said to him, don't screw it up this time.
Yeah.
Do it.
Don't screw it.
Do it.
Damn it. All right. I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. That's what he said. Mm. Oh, by the way, Travis Bone.
Yes.
Our associate producer slash house sitter, dog watcher. He sent a picture of Max and Fred.
Oh.
Max and Fred in their biscuits.
And your milk burns.
Milk burns. All right. Very, very exciting. Thank you, Travis. Travis and Tony Honig holding down the fort back in L.A. We will be broadcasting live from here tomorrow as well.
Live?
Tonight, I don't know, again, balls.
Are you going to balls?
It's just an excuse to keep saying balls. Yeah. Balls.
Are you going to balls tonight?
Yeah, by the way, they were so excited to see us, Sexy Liberal, because they've been waiting so long. They had inaugural blue balls. They've been waiting for ages for us to
literally
finally come to D.C. Right.
Really?
Right. Yes.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And last night, the green ball was fabulous. Green balls, also, some of my favorites. Ever since. I was a Jolly Green Giant fan as a child. Mm.
What about black and blue balls?
I haven't had those yet.
Okay.
No. But tonight, I think we're going to the big one. The big balls are tonight.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, this
no,
is...
the last time, the
Stop
first...
Stop inflating it.
Thank you, Jackie. Now, the first time the president was inaugurated, last time we were here, remember, he went to a bunch of the balls. This time he's only going to one, the official one.
So he's going to two.
Yes, I'm going to that one tonight with Congressman Alan Grayson,
right.
And hopefully the rest of us, we're still trying to scrounge tickets.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, but so tonight, so like you were saying, he actually had to take the oath yesterday, but today is the official.
Well, yesterday was the official one. Today is the ceremonial
one.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're drunk.
I am.
It's a constitutional requirement that he's sworn in by noon on the 20th.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That's why he had to do it yesterday.
Yes. All right. And then I'm going to a thing to see Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California right after this show.
Oh, yeah?
A post-inauguration thing. Yes. We are. It's a parade of fanciness.
Oh, wow.
Right?
And I'm
going to
nap.
And you're going in your spin clothes?
No, you know what, the logistics here have been a little daunting for me, and I don't even know where I'm going. I have to figure it out.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out. But
you have to call in the crew.
I'll need to go home and change, obviously, yes.
So you have to come to D.C. to see our, local politicians. That's,
Right.
It's,
Right.
Isn't that ironic?
We met the senator from D.C., who is technically a ghost, right, because...
He doesn't have, right.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understood how that works.
Yeah.
He sits on committees.
It's a shadow senator.
Right. So he shadows. It's like when you're training to be a waiter. You shadow the other waiter.
Well, he sits on committees and he gives input. He just can't vote.
Yeah, because we have no voting rights in D.C.
Right. There's all taxation right. without representation here.
All right. When we come back, we have audio of my new best friend, Vice President Joe Biden, being sworn in yesterday.
Awesome.
Oh, oh my God. Okay. And much more.
Joe Biden.
Oh, my God. This may not, in retrospect, have been a good idea, but we are, nonetheless, live from D.C. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show live from Washington, D.C., and happy Inauguration Day, everybody. We are live from the Bill Press Studio, although we are not on Current TV now. They are on. They have cut to coverage with our good friend John Fugelsang.
That's right.
And Jennifer Granholm.
And David Schuster.
Yeah, David Schuster, who I was just hanging out in the lobby with yesterday.
Nice.
It really is prom weekend for, like, political geeks. I'm like, David Schuster! Hanging out with Charlie Pierce.
Yep.
In fact, Charlie did me a solid. He's going to come in live tomorrow. He has a great piece about he knows everything about inauguration history.
He does.
But he did me a solid.
What?
We were a thing, and he's like, come on. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're going to miss Elizabeth Warren.
Wow.
And she knows him very well.
Because they both work in Massachusetts.
Right. He got to walk her out, and he's like, come on, if you want. So that's how I got a picture, and I got to talk to Elizabeth Warren, which was awesome.
Oh.
She could be our next president, you know.
She's very smart.
Oh, my God, she's so nice. Her husband is so nice. They're just lovely, lovely, lovely. Anyway, thank you, Charlie Pierce. He did me a solid. Although he did screw up my picture of her. But we fixed it. He took video instead of a picture because he's more technologically impaired than I am.
Oh, dear.
But
we
were able to turn it into a picture.
Yeah, you can take a screen cap of a video.
Yeah. Right. All right. So at any rate, here we are, Inauguration Day. And here is, by the way, a cut to Tony, my new best friend. Check it out online. Me and Joe Biden last night hanging at the Green Ball. Here he is yesterday.
I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay, my BFF. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Roland, sexy little tour director in there with Jackie, got some great pictures of Joe Biden. Who is it, Roland? Miss D.C.? She's...
From Miss America, Miss D.C. Sitting there, and in the backstage.
Closer to the mic.
She was sitting in the backstage staging area. Sorry, and he was so adorable. He got down on bended knee and started chatting with her instead of having her get up in her big ball gown that she was wearing.
Yeah,
he's just.
And then there's a picture of him going, "Way to go, kid!" Like the punch with the. Like, Joe.
Yeah.
Chuck.
But seriously, you know how, because we live in Hollywood, so we know when people are BSing, like pretending to know who you are. I could tell he remembered me when he was a senator. Ed Schultz and I went, and we testified to the, what is it? Oh, Ron would know. It's the Senate, when they have lunch, all the Democratic senators.
Okay.
But there were microphones like, yes, Senator. It's kind of hilarious. Like, it wasn't official testimony, but
you had to lean in.
Those little microphones.
Yeah.
Well, Senator, my answer is. Yeah. Anyway, so...
And you had a bunch of radio professionals trying to lean in to talk on those little mics.
Right. And I remember Barbara Boxer, being my home state senator, was like looking on like a mother at a swim meet. It's like, okay, honey, you can do it. Don't be nervous. It's okay. Come to mama. Anyway, so, yeah, but he remembered the way I tested, and he's so charming, and he's like, yeah. Oh, I never forget a beautiful woman. He's pure charm.
You don't get that far without having a whole lot of charisma.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you guys hear him speak? Oh, my God, of course the place went insane. He gave a great speech at the Green Ball, and just about that they're not here to do nothing. You know, that he was saying that, you know, this is like a lot of this stuff is stuff they've been working their whole lives on, gun control in his case, green issues like that. I mean, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Yay for the second term.
Yay!
Four more years. Armageddon!
Okay. Yeah, four more years.
I'm in an inauguration frenzy.
Oh, dear.
I do. I love this stuff. I really do. All right. Dana in Maryland was at Sexy Liberal Saturday night. Mama Mooks, Jackie, John, Hal, Aisha Saturday night. Fantastic. You were all brilliant and hilarious to be in the front row. Thanks to my bestie, her mom from L.A. was enough to keep my head in the clouds all day yesterday. What an amazing evening. Love all my friends, new and old. Yeah, a lot of new friends. Sexy Liberal Strange.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Sexy Liberal hookups at these shows is all I'm saying. Such a treat to see Rocky Mountain Mike, Mary in Ann Arbor, Sue from Rockville, blah, blah, blah. A very happy Dana in Maryland. Yay.
Hooray.
Yay for Dana. Yeah, people were from all over the country. A lot of Steph heads.
Yep.
A lot of because this is our only East Coast show in 2013, so it's very, very exciting.
Yep.
The next one will be, I believe, Roland. Can we tease, like, in the where there's going to be one? Middle of the country, one
middle
West
of the
Coast.
Country, yes. We'll be announcing. Right. We'll be giving details soon.
Right.
Soon. Okay.
He's such a teasy little minx.
Soon.
Why isn't it that you're talking like Jiminy Glick today?
I don't know. I'm so excited. It's the inauguration.
Fabulous.
All right.
So excited. I can't believe it.
I know. It is pretty. It is. We were saying, Roland, right? We were, on your forced exercise yesterday. We ran and walked by some monuments and stuff. But I'm such a geek. No matter how many times I'm here, I geek out seeing the it's
awesome.
It gives
I'm
you
just
a
about
patriotic
to leave and
like
stand in the cold and watch the inauguration, which is awesome. I mean, how can you not be excited about that? All of this, it's amazing to watch.
Right,
this whole thing happen.
Well, we have actually a little wrinkle. We may need to send another somebody. Roland can't do it.
Oh God.
Chris and I need someone to go get our clothes because we have a thing with Barbara Boxer right after this, and we didn't realize the logistics, and here we are.
And here you
go.
Oh no. Like click again. I'm not familiar with your work, but I think you're fabulous.
I don't know, Jackie, fashion etiquette for inauguration stuff. I'm fairly certain a baseball cap, not probably.
No.
Although I'm wearing my Barack the Vote
shirt. That would not be appropriate.
All right. I'm just saying. You need another gown. Is that what you're saying? Elizabeth Sherrill probably will be sleeping right up until the next ball tonight. Yes. But we should wake her up and make her go get
this. This actually happened to me at the convention in Denver. Back in 2008, that I was invited to a big fancy black tie after party after the big speech that the president gave. And because I didn't work out the logistics of it,
right,
ended up at this big fancy occasion in shorts and a T-shirt.
Oh, God.
You were popular.
With E.J. Dionne, because the two of us together could not, we had never met before. We were stumbling around trying to find transportation because there were some logistical problems in trying to get to where people needed to go.
Right.
And we ended up sitting on a bench waiting for a cab to come get us for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, the logistics are a nightmare.
And we went to this fancy party. And I will say that he was terrific, and he made me feel totally comfortable, even though I was clearly grossly underdressed.
And EJ wore a scuba suit just to make it feel better.
Yeah. And I was invited. I just was not invited dressed so inappropriately.
He seems like a sweet little pundit man.
He is. He's very, very kind.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Aw.
Aw. Totes adorbs,
yeah,
isn't it? All right.
And the moral of the story is don't invite me to nice things.
I wonder if we could go to our nice thing like this.
I don't think
well,
so.
You know what? You've got a... Oh, it's indoors, though. I was going to say
it's
you
indoors.
Have a coat and it's outside.
No, it's indoors.
You know what you were wearing, but... Yeah.
Anyway, so, we have... this is really exhausting, but we keep getting a second and third and fourth wind, right? Because it's once... We just keep saying it's once every 4 years.
Right? Yes.
Well, had you gone to bed last night at your normal time, you would have missed...
Which you wanted to. You wanted to leave, and we were
keeping
you there.
I'm like, oh, what could possibly... Oh, my God, the vice president's here! Yeah.
Stop that. Okay. Jump, shark.
horse dead.
Yeah.
Keep hitting. keep punching.
Get up, you lazy bitch! Come on!
Oh, Lord. All right. So, anyway, I'm excited. I know it's like a phony ceremony, sort of, much like a Britney Spears wedding or something, but it's still
or a concert.
History. It's still, What's that?
I said, or a Britney Spears concert.
Right.
Where she just lip syncs her own music.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it is a Kelly Clarkson concert today.
Really?
Beyonce?
Beyonce?
It's a Beyonce concert.
Right. James Taylor.
Wow. Beyonce's also singing at the Super Bowl. Oh, Roland, let's also recount. We are going to pitch a new show. It's called, you know, remember Rich Man, Poor Man?
Yes.
We're going to do a Gay Man, Straight Man. Because Ron, the guy that owns the show.
Straight Man.
Right. And Roland.
Gay Man.
Right. Had the most hilarious conversation in the cab yesterday. Ron was like, if only who, this is a player, we don't remember. If only AJ hadn't pulled a hamstring and whatever, we could be going to a Redskins game and something. And Roland's like, everything you just said, I don't.
What language is that? I did not understand.
But then he spoke opera back. Go ahead.
I was like, yeah, it's like if Joyce DiDonato had done Roberto Devereaux this season in addition to Maria Stuarda, it'd be like the trifecta of Donizetti opera queen stuff.
And then Ron gave him the exact same look back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's like, what are you speaking? You're speaking gay man opera?
I don't speak gay.
I don't speak opera, and you don't speak football.
His head just exploded at that moment.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's a good series where they came in and straight men try to talk to each other and they don't even...
They just talk past each other.
I remember when Maria Callas pulled a hamstring.
She couldn't.
Scala.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't. It was the same for me. It was just like Greek or something. I'm like, I have no idea what anything...
You didn't, you didn't know what either one of those was.
No. Gay woman. I didn't even know where that comes. I didn't understand either. I was like, I don't.
If it didn't involve softball or Home Depot.
Right.
So, you know.
So I didn't get it.
Right.
Jackie, we could do straight woman, gay woman. There's another...
Wait, I have to get the phone. I'm not sure what's happening in the booth.
Uh-oh.
Is it Joe Biden calling?
You know what? And we actually, you and Melissa and I actually have been doing a version of Straight Woman, Gay Woman, because I panic and call you guys about girl clothes and stuff, because I'm like, I don't, listen, penis worshippers, help me. I don't understand what are you supposed to wear to this thing? What hose goes? What? How do you? Which kind of purse?
I don't. You're going to go Shatner. I don't.
Penis worshippers?
What?
You know what? We do have a first-time thing, and you guys will appreciate this, having been on the road with Ron, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money that sends us three-year-old news every day.
Yeah.
For the first time ever. You know, he tends to tell chatty little stories when we're on the road.
Yes.
Particularly in the car for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently stories that go on and have no real point or really not even very interesting. Yesterday... He told his first actually concise and a story that had a point.
Wow.
And was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, we were in a hotel.
The Willard Hotel.
The Willard Hotel. Mm-hmm. And did you know that's where the term lobby, that's where the term lobbyist
was
coined.
They're in the lobby.
It was in that lobby that people used to try to guess where all the senators would go to lunch, and they would try to grab them and talk to them about their interests. And
right.
That lobby is where the word lobbyist came from.
In the place named after a rat.
He told that story, Jim, and I sat stunned. I was like... All the stories you've ever told.
Huh. I understand that one.
And he said his wife frequently yells at him, LBS, LBS, long, boring story.
Try to have a point.
Do you remember us driving? Where were we, Jim? Okay. Denver. Perhaps what you don't realize is the history of this neighborhood is blah, 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 blah. Right?
And then in 1846, I don't remember where it was, actually.
I don't either. All the stories just blend together into one story.
Where was that?
It's the killing time in the car stories, where you're like, I don't, you know what? I know we're trapped. This still isn't interesting. I'm going to jump out of the car if this goes on any longer.
And then Nero, as Rome was burning, said to...
Right. Okay. All right, so that was good. Yay.
Yay.
Lobbyist story. Very concise, interesting. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back. The Stephanie Miller Show, live on the road from Washington, D.C.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show live on the road from Washington, D.C. Yeah, we're laughing.
We're already in Funky Town.
We're laughing because Current is obviously doing the inauguration coverage, so we're just on the radio. So Jim took his pants off. But then you reminded us that in case there's technical problems, they are
still rolling on us.
They're still rolling on us.
Yeah.
Good thing I remember to wear underwear.
news. Okay. Last
thing I need is for Jim Ward to be sitting next to me only in a jock strap.
No.
All right. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12.
That's not needed.
He doesn't understand. This is radio. Don't talk over Mama when she's saying 1-800-STEP-12 is the phone number. Yes, Roland, would you like to say something now?
I'm hanging my head in shame now.
Good. You have to go back to radio camp.
Hang down your head.
All right. By the way, my new best friend, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Pictures online at Sexy Liberal Facebook and Stephanie Miller Show Facebook.
Yes.
Yes. All right, then.
I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact.
He made a pre-inauguration gaffe last night, a hilarious one. He made a surprise appearance at the Iowa State inaugural ball.
Yep.
And said he said, "I'm proud to be president of the United States," before stepping himself as nervous laughter from the audience turned into wild cheers. He corrected himself and said, "I'm proud to be vice president of the United States. I'm proud to be President Obama's vice president." Although he might have been just getting a slip on Hillary in Iowa, is all I'm saying. Might have been, you know, crazy like a fox, that Joe Biden.
Could be.
See, now I'm torn. I'm a huge Hillary fan, but you know what? Now, I mean, I've, you know, been rubbing elbows with the Joe.
So you might have a chance to rub elbows with Hillary before this
you
weekend,
think?
Or before we leave.
Doesn't she testify
this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she opens a can of whoop ass.
I'm sure she will.
I hope she knees him in the groin. I got your Benghazi flu right here. Just saying.
She's done it before. She's opened a can of whoop ass before.
Just saying. All right, so we are getting ready for the actual inauguration coming up.
Yep.
Very, very shortly, the second inauguration of President
Obama. People are filing into the area as I'm watching right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. It was a little bit crowded getting here even this morning.
Yeah, I took the metro here, and it was like the trains in Tokyo. You know, they needed people to push people in. It was a little tight.
You had to oil people up.
Yes.
Push them in.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this, by the way, on panel with Alan Grayson at Sexy Liberal, because one of the things, obviously, Joe Biden very passionate about that I saw him speak live about is gun control last night at the Green Ball. And I was just saying, what did you see the headline as we begin this debate? 5 people shot at 3 different gun shows on Gun Appreciation Day. Not exactly a gun-free zone.
No.
That's why you're not supposed to bring a loaded gun to gun shows.
Right.
Because things like that happen.
I think that headline, Jim, says everything we need to say about the debate.
Feel safer now, huh?
How's that working out for you? Right. So, anyway, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. I know everybody's, you know, judging the politics of it before it starts, but I don't know. It feels different this time, at least, so we'll see.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody was talking about, we had a caller. I love our gun nut callers, don't you? They're just, I need a gun because lots of times 40 feral hogs rush me and I need.
Apparently that's a problem in Arkansas.
Doesn't happen in L.A. all that
right.
much.
No, other people apparently every night is like a Zero Dark 30 at their house. There's an invasion of some sort with drones and seals and
that. Yeah, and they need
heavy firepower.
You have a cough button.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Oh, well, you can still hear it, can't you?
You know, a little bit.
Anyway, and then one of our callers said, "Oh, what about Jonestown? He didn't need it. All he needed was Kool-Aid and all those people." Yes, at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Yes. He didn't fire a shot at those people. Kool-Aid
people
kills
were
you, not
shot.
Kool-Aid
at
kills
Jonestown.
People more.
And Congresswoman Jackie Speier was shot at Jonestown.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone sent me the fun facts here. Not so fun. Stephen the Mooks, blah, blah, blah. Day behind here, but listening religiously on podcast. Thank you very much. Oh, in Tokyo.
Oh.
One of your listeners on Friday was in error. He claimed Jim Jones killed everyone in his cult without firing a shot. Well, that's true. He did fire upon a congressional delegation sent in response to concern about the cult in search of members in danger. We've talked to Jackie Speier about this.
And she's still emotional about it, understandably
right.
so.
Right. There were 5 killed. Surviving the attack were future Congresswoman Jackie Speier, then a staff member for Congressman Ryan. Blah, 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 blah. So, carry the 4 divided by 7. Okay, yeah. That's anyway, but those are the relevant details. But that's the other thing, is this was also under duress, and it cut for. That's the point.
Yeah.
Guns don't kill people. Kool-Aid kills people.
Right.
See?
Yes, we need to ban Kool-Aid and other powdered
need
drinks.
Need an assault rifle to shoot it.
That's
drinks.
A slippery slope to tang, and then we're, you know what I'm saying?
And then, you're in boner territory.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly my point. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. Thoughts? on Inauguration Day. We're very excited. Lots going on here today. We will broadcast today and tomorrow right here from Bill. We've taken over Bill Press's fort.
We have.
Right. Live from Washington, D.C. It's the Stephanie Miller Show on the road.
The day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller.
The duel.
Wow.
That's a blast
wow.
in the past.
Yeah.
Literally.
Zell. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1.
I wish we lived in a day when you could ride a dinosaur and spear mastodon.
Me too. Okay. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. We're live from Washington, D.C. Jackie Schechner is in the house with us.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I'm in a little cage behind some glass.
Yes.
But I am here.
You're a little traveling mouquette.
I am. I'm having a lot of fun. It's fun to travel with y'all.
Yeah, right? Right?
That's because it's all drunken debauchery.
It is. It's been a blast.
Yeah. It really has. I'm kind of bewildered because I don't generally leave my house. So there's so many things to do and clothes. Chris and I are trying to figure out how we're going to get back to our hotel and back to the Senator Boxer thing in this kind of
wish us luck.
Cluster effiness. Right. I don't have my boxer. You know, as you know, I don't travel with my boxer.
No, you don't.
Ever since
you're box free.
Ever since that thing in Columbus.
Did you forget your box somewhere?
I did.
Box free since 2003.
Thank you. Gling. See, I don't even have my gling.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right.
Doesn't have the same charm when it's
No.
No. Yeah. All right.
Why can't you bring me a gling where a bearing wall ought to be? No, wait.
No, that doesn't work either.
Jim, you're confused. but it is. It's really fun. We keep getting our second and third and fourth and fifth wins because it's a lot of amazing stuff going on, and you have to keep reminding yourself only every 4 years.
Okay. That's right.
Listen, we made it through the George W. Bush. Remember that?
Oh,
inauguration?
You two were here for the George W. Bush inauguration.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
In 2004.
Horrible. Fur coats and cowboy hats. And, yeah.
Oy vey.
It was really, really cold here last time, too.
Yes.
I was living in D.C. at the time,
yes.
And it was freezing.
I was here for the inauguration, yeah.
And there were a lot of problems logistically back then. They couldn't figure out how to get everybody who had tickets to where they needed to be.
It was like 1.6 million of us, I think, last time.
Yeah.
And there was,
the first African-American president. It was amazing.
It's a big effing deal.
Right. They had to close the purple tunnel of doom this year.
Right.
To make sure that people weren't accidentally corralled into it again.
Right. This year, it's only about half that many people, right, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
it was 1.8, and now it's 900,000 at the most is what I'm seeing the estimates.
Still, trying to get somewhere with 900,000 people in the way is not easy.
You know who one of those people is?
Who?
Orly Tates.
Oh my God, Roland can tell you we almost ran into her yesterday.
Did you?
I will be the only person at this inauguration that has my picture with Joe Biden and Orly Tate.
Wait, Roland just walked into the room. When you almost bumped into her?
We were Orly walking Tate's? Yesterday and we heard someone go, "Oh, where's Orly? She was right over there."
There
and I was
some
like,
guy
oh.
having a birther protester moments and somebody was interviewing him and he goes, "Oh, let's get Orly. She's over there."
Yeah,
and I was like, that would be just.
I was searching
you.
For my BFF. I was like, where? Yeah, she's still hoping.
It would have been like a romantic comedy. You
she's still hoping
into
something
each other.
You know, and I don't know if anyone's told her he already took the oath again. This is just because I don't know if she's going to try to. Don't let him finish today. Don't let him.
She's one of those people that's trying to stop the inauguration.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We did that story the other day.
That's why they do it privately before the big ceremony.
Yes, to avoid Orly Tates and her. Mm-hmm. Cohorts.
Too late.
So President Obama has taken the oath of office four times now.
Yes.
Because he did it twice the first time because he did it once, then John Roberts screwed up, and so he had to do it again. Mm-hmm. And then he did it yesterday, and he's doing it again today. So that's four times.
Yep.
It's kind of unusual.
Yeah. By the way, we were just talking about gun stuff, and Dave made the same point. He said, I can't believe someone would... This was the guy that called last. We get on national radio television to present this as a legitimate argument against gun control that Jim Jones killed people without a shot.
Yeah.
With Kool-Aid. Yes, all those poor souls did drink the poison at the point of a gun. Also, his assertion that an AR-15 does less damage than a shotgun is equally as disingenuous because this only applies to entry wounds. Anyone who's seen The Zapruder film. Jim, yeah. Have you seen that?
Yes, 100,000 times.
Knows what kind of damage via the exit wound does to human flesh. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I think these are another raft of paid callers, don't you think?
Absolutely.
They're called,
yeah.
They're paid to call shows, and to basically confuse you. Because if you're not a gun nut, they think they can confuse you. Well, that's, you don't know what you're talking about, and take a banner. It's like, come on. Do you need to know everything about every gun to know? Listen, if General McChrystal says it, that's good enough for me. It's a military but that doesn't belong in civilian hands,
I
period.
I think one of our listeners was shocked that I knew the difference between a copper-jacketed bullet and a frangible bullet. What?
What?
You can't. You're a liberal. You can't.
They didn't count on Jim being here.
Right, exactly.
Someone has watched the Zapruder film a thousand zillion times.
Frangible?
Frangible.
Yeah, it explodes.
Ooh. Yeah. That sounds like it would do damage.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I think we get the basic idea. That's what they try to do is, you know, spread misinformation. Yeah. You understand? That would mean you're banning every gun and gun. And... anyway. Oh, here's some more. Pete and Tempe, Steph, listening to the show the
other
day.
Are these fun facts?
Sure.
Okay.
I was listening to the show the other day when some old fart sounded like Mr. Anderson on Beavis and Butthead. that guy.
Yeah.
Called into rail about the ignorance you gun-hating commies had concerning the AR-15 military assault-style rifle. It's a little 22 caliber bullet, he wheezed. It only puts a quarter-inch hole in a piece of paper. Yeah, Gramps, when you're doing your Rambo impression for the other faux warriors down at the range, it does just make a little hole in the stationary paper target, unfortunately. When it hits, you know...
human flesh.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it tumbles in fragments and makes a really horrible wound. That's why the military adopted it. Blah, 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 blah. Pete and Tony, yeah.
The whole point is to kill a lot of people as quickly as possible.
Well, and
or
and
maim them so they can't fight.
And they were saying that if there's limited time for training, you don't have to be that good a shot. It sprays bullets
everywhere.
Right. It's designed to do
so you get everything.
Being a sniper is a very specific skill. There's only a handful of people who really do that.
Yes.
Extremely
Roland
well.
And I we've had a first class, you know, because there's a number when you're getting late for a live show and you're trying to decide which barricades to try to make a run for it through. We're like, all right, where are the snipers, do you think? And do you think that...
Okay, I have a question. How did you get here? Because I was told that Pennsylvania Avenue was closed down. And you have to cross Pennsylvania Avenue to get here.
That was the rub.
Yeah.
We got here in no time. And then close to here, and then we got into the inauguration crowd.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why I thought, how are you going to get here in a car? Because you can't get anywhere close.
Well, Metro goes underneath the mall. And so...
Right, well, they took a car.
I know, and I don't know how you got here at the same time I did, because I left way before you did.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. And once Pennsylvania Avenue was closed, or we hit that point, Ms. Miller was so relaxed and calm and not stressing at all. It was.
Yeah, that's why I don't travel with her.
I did discuss the relative wisdom of stopping for the breakfast sandwiches.
And get a donut.
All right.
Ooh, Roland sounds like he's really fading fast.
No, poor Roland. We're not used to as many, like... radio show, television show, sexy liberal show, inauguration stuff. We're just like, this is
what balls do to you.
Right?
And that's why Stephanie gave up on them.
The power of balls.
Yeah, not since I saw yours on our last vacation have I been this traumatized and just overextended.
Your balls were overextended? What?
What? I'm going to go to the parade. Roland, want to go to the parade?
You can't go to the parade. You're going to be at a luncheon.
After that. It's all in the same area. We'll see parts of it. Oh, my God, we saw where the president sits when he's done in the parade.
Uh-huh.
That is that's a fancy...
Oh, we saw that yesterday.
Bomb, bulletproof thing, plexiglass. Mm-hmm. Much like what Jackie Schechner's in. However, I'm not sure.
Oh, right now?
Okay, you're not supposed to be texting. You're actually on the show now.
You're in trouble.
That's what Roland's here for.
Roland is a bad influence.
He just picks
you
up
You are
the...
actually currently working now.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
He picks up the auditory slack.
Well, she figured that since she's not on TV now, she can do anything she wants.
Right. See, she's used to, she's like, I just bring the pretty for the TV. Oh, I got to talk here?
Yeah, I didn't realize I was actually asked to contribute beyond the, no, I'm here.
Now you're really
I'm paying attention.
Yes, a little texting and texting.
Somebody's got to tweet out the behind-the-scenes photos of our debauchery.
Exactly. We've done quite a few of those, haven't we?
I love it. It was great because I got to travel with Jim and Chris. Mm-hmm. And so
How was that?
It was fun. Well, we all had to sit very, very separately because it was a packed flight and we hadn't coordinated our tickets appropriately. Right. So we sat in different seats.
Yeah. I was sitting in half a seat because
were you sitting next to a large person?
Yes.
Yes.
And I was pretty much hanging out into the aisle for the entire flight.
I'm pretty sure
so
Chris was in the bathroom.
In the head.
And I was by the bathroom.
Yeah,
I noticed on my flight, the leg room in economy has gotten like you're at the gyno. Like you're, literally. What's going on?
It's not even the Giants or something. He said, "What is this?"
It's not even the width; it's the space you have in the
right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a small person, and it's crowded for me. Insane. So I would imagine that if you're somebody of Jim or Chris's size, like a grown man,
that's why. Well, back into your I'm a little I'm a little wide.
Your big muscles must like
punch
everyone's face.
No, I always try and sit on the aisle so that I'm not encroaching on anybody else. So I can actually lean out into the aisle.
And then you get your arm whacked by the car.
Of course I do, but that's fine. I mean,
how large was the person next to you, Jim?
Oh, I don't want to say. I don't want to embarrass this person. Well,
they're not
going
to know.
Do we have her name? Phone number?
A picture?
I tried to lean back to see if that would help, but then she was practically in my lap. So
maybe she was, coming on to you.
We have a little inauguration update.
Yes, sir.
The president is now on his way to Capitol Hill.
POTUS is on the move. POTUS is on the move.
He's on his way.
Eagle One is moving, ladies and gentlemen.
From the Episcopal Church, where he just had a little prayer service.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So there you go.
Yeah, you see.
But I thought he was a Muslim.
You see Secret Service guys everywhere, right? So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about how by the end of the campaign, everyone hated Mitt Romney. Jackie and I talked about this, even his wife, because remember towards the end of the campaign, he
said. Stop it.
Right. Well, he said, we don't send her out much because we don't want people to get sick of her.
Oh, yikes.
Trust me, little goes a long way with this bitch. What? What did I say?
What did I say?
Honey, what?
She's probably really pissed off this morning.
No, she will never have sex with him again. Every night it's like, doink, doink, stop it. That's hard.
Stop
get it away.
Stop it.
Get it off me.
Get it out of my back.
Stop poking me in the back. Imagine, but I was thinking even Secret Service would hate him. Like, I bet his code name would be, like, douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Well, imagine what this inauguration would be.
Dorcas is on the move.
Dorcas.
Blank stick has landed.
I mean, if he got elected, right now, Rufalco would be, leading the charge down the street.
Right.
With him on.
It would be a totally different inauguration if he were the
I'm guessing
it would be. Ass hat is moving. Ass hat is moving, everybody. Look alive. All right, 45 minutes after the
Captain
hour.
Stiffy's on the way.
Really? Really?
No, he's stiff. You know, he's very,
yeah.
They would do their job and protect him. They're professionals. They would just hate him. That would be the only way that they could not lose the will to live is just to change his Secret Service code name to a different insult.
Sporadically, yeah.
What if they accidentally stepped away at an inopportune time? Would that ever happen? Like, ooh.
No, Jackie
we
Louise
turned our back on her.
They don't do that. Okay. All right. They would get out their aggressions by... calling him a blank weed.
Okay.
Blank weed. Blank weed.
I just turned away just for a second.
6 o'clock. All right. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back. Live from D.C. It's the Stephanie Miller Show on the road.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Ain't that a fairy love? Home of the free, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. We are here. If we had a window in here, if they would tear down that bitch of a bearing wall and put a window where it ought to be, we could actually see the inauguration right from this studio. We're right on Capitol Hill.
We are.
Yes. Roland, you're going, right?
I'm just about to leave in 2 or 3 minutes.
Who's got an inauguration?
You're going dressed like that?
It's outside.
It's outside.
Okay. He turned his shirt right side out.
Okay, good.
He's now appropriate.
The spit up has been cleaned off.
Spittle. Is that mine? Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And, I was just looking. The inaugural parade starts at 2:35.
Mm-hmm.
So
Eastern.
Right. Right. Of course.
Do they have,
President
floats
time.
And stuff and, balloons, like the Macy's Thanksgiving?
No, sweetheart. There are no floats and balloons.
There are floats.
Really?
There are state floats, yeah.
I can't remember from last time.
Oh, yeah. Like, the states band together and put together a float.
He's a buzzkill because I was like, want to go down to see the parade after the
yeah, and
fancy
I,
lunch? And he's like, no.
I don't do parades.
Will floatus be on a float?
Is there a floatus float, Jackie? Do we know?
I will have to look that up. I don't know if there's a floatus float.
Because that would be funny.
It has bangs now, though.
Yes.
She looks
so good.
No, we hate them.
Oh, come on.
She looks amazing.
I love the bangs.
Gotta disagree. She's beautiful. So beautiful.
I am a bang
so
wearer.
She's so beautiful, but not loving the look.
I know.
She's gorgeous.
I know.
She's
Roland
gorgeous.
And I know.
I
she's
can't
so
believe
gorgeous.
You.
I'm a bang wearer, and I cannot support her in this.
She looks amazing. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Yeah. Tell us if you like the bangs.
Well, you
bangs.
Know I'm a huge Floatus fan. I love her. I think she's so gorgeous. Roland and I were discussing. We were being very catty about the bangs. I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
And Malia is just about as tall as her mom now.
I know. Yeah, I don't like the bangs.
I'm surprised you're anti-bangs. I thought you really would enjoy the bangs.
You wear the bangs.
I'm clearly bangs.
She's of the pro-bang lobby.
You're a pro-bang.
I am hungover. I am hungover and clearly just trying to gin up controversy to fill the rest of the show with phone calls. I kid. No, I am. Clearly, I'm pro-bang. With the amount of debauchery on the trip.
She
bangs. Right. Exactly.
She bangs.
Yeah. No, I don't like them. I'm just saying. I know, and I'm a bang wearer, but it's because I have a weird forehead.
Well, how can anybody tell that you wear bangs? You're always in a...
Well, that's why I either have a hat or bangs.
I think bangs are tough. You gotta do the Zooey Deschanel thing, right? Where they're like those thick, cute, kind of
with a bow
retro bang thing,
right?
Or you've got to have them like professionally styled. Like bangs are hard.
No, they're hard.
They separate. They get wispy.
Stop it.
Hard.
Yeah, stop it. This is hard having bangs.
pulling off a good bang is hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good hard bang.
You know, worshippers.
Now.
Sorry.
You want a choke filler, I'm giving it to you,
because, no, because I've gotten the, you know, what happens is when they do the too short trim, and you look like Shemp.
Awkward.
I thought you were going to say something else, and you look like
Shemp.
Okay.
I did cut my own bangs once and went to the hairdresser, and she said, please, just don't do that again. And that was it. I'm not allowed.
The bangs, actually.
Well, because it's hard to fix. If you mess your bangs up, it's really hard to fix.
You remember my famous home perm story? Which Mama has told before, but, my mom gave me a home perm the day of the prom.
Like a lilt home perm.
Jackie Brown? Well, not only did I look like Link from Mod Squad.
Link.
It was a little big. It was big. It was very,
It was Barbara Streisand in the main event.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Very poodle-like.
But in addition to the really bad home perm, the roller that she put right here on top of my, she ripped out the hair. There was a mishap of some sort.
So she looked like a doll's head with just like
right. So I had like I had these things, like I had like a little, I don't know what you call them, like
stubs.
I had stubs.
Yeah. Little bloody stubs.
Did you have like braces that went around the head and like a leg brace and walking around?
So
you were really really popular at the prom.
I had Link. Well, I was a striking powder blue, halter gown, of course, with the Link from Mod Squad hair, and then the bloody stubs. And
the cloven hoof.
Oh, and did your mom trim your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah, there were some bloody holes.
Oh, God.
Because she tried to trim my unibrow, my
Armenian
unibrow.
This explains so much.
Right. And so,
I've just filled in every gap question I've had about you and why you feel the way you do about certain things.
Here's the best part of the story, because my mom, being a Republican, lied, like most Republicans do. When I said, I looked in the mirror, I'm like, Mom, what happened to my bangs? And she went like this. She just patted them, and she said, oh, dear, I had that when I was your age, too.
Oh, boy.
That is not true.
I swear to you, my mother tried to say that was...
That was the genetic style at the time.
He heard onion on a rope.
We all had wound hair style.
We all had stubs.
Honey, it's a genetic thing.
It's a genetic thing.
I think I should do your hair and makeup tonight. Just so we can have a recreation of that. Can we give you an at-home perm at the hotel before our balling tonight?
Yeah. I remember my boyfriend Tommy came to the front door, and I remember he just like that look of like, Roger, right, gack. Yeah. Roger Rabbit eyes.
Oh,
and then he tried to adjust. He was like, Wow,
that's different.
It's big. Ooh.
It's scabbing.
I'm pretty sure I never had a haircut that scabbed over.
And I also, I think, had done the bad 70s boner, like, tan, bronzer. So
QT.
I was orange.
You used QT, didn't you?
Right.
By Copper Tone.
No. Oh, God.
So I was orange, In addition to having an afro and bloody stubs.
Oh, no.
Do you have prom photos?
I'm sure they exist.
Them all.
They exist
oh,
somewhere.
You need to see the photo of her with Gerald Ford.
Oh, speaking of bangs. Wow. Oh. Bang tragedies. Yikes. Those were, right? The 70 to Cleopatra bangs?
You had, yeah, oh. You had like a little curl down like that.
It's a shame we're not on TV right now because Chris is recreating the bangs with his
with
hands.
His hands, right.
And Gerald Ford said, I thought the island of Dr. Moreau was fictional.
We should have left that on the island. What is that? Dear God.
Our long national nightmare has just begun.
Tim Ward with the tip in at the buzzer, even on the road, ladies and gentlemen. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Pro bang or not. Why not?
Right.
As we continue, we have more inaugurations that we do.
We do.
We are live from Washington, D.C. It's the Stephanie Miller Show on the road.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, live from Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day. Happy Inauguration Day, everybody. We are in the Bill Press Studio here on Capitol Hill. We could see it if we had a window right
but
there.
But we don't have a window.
It is getting ready to happen any moment now. The president did the actual swearing-in yesterday. This is sort of the ceremonial one.
Yep.
Because by law he had to be sworn in by yesterday at noon.
Yep, and they usually don't have the big ceremonial ones on Sundays, so they moved it to Monday. But today is also a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we will be carrying coverage and talking over it. And shooting spitballs as soon as it starts.
Sure.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. More importantly, Jackie, we have some pro-bang and anti-bang phone calls.
This is very important stuff.
To settle this debate.
On Inauguration Day, this is really the most important.
Right. Okay. Cheryl in Chicago is with me. She is anti-Michelle Obama bang. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I got to tell you, I've been getting stares laughing at you guys this morning. I'm pounding the steering wheel about licking the window, and they're going to cart me away. But, oh, my God, that was funny.
Thank you. Anyway,
I'm not loving the bangs. I think it's a nice change, you know, for today. But then it's going to wear out. By tomorrow, she needs to change back.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, right? Once you cut them, now it's just you're stuck with them.
Do we know what Kim Kardashian
clip on? I had shemp bangs, and it takes forever for them to grow out.
Oh, I've had bangs my whole life because you can play chess on my forehead.
Meg Whitman forehead?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I'm not kidding. I look like Frankenstein, so I've had bangs my whole life.
Right.
But I just, you know, she's got a great forehead. You know, why ruin it?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's it. I think because her face is so beautiful, I think, yeah, I
you
need
don't
to
hide anybody.
I have a hideous forehead as well, Cheryl. I'm with you on that, and I've had bangs forever.
Oh, yeah, we're trapped. There's nothing
yeah,
we
we're
can
trapped.
Do.
You're, we're trapped in a lifetime of bangdom. Yeah,
exactly.
But Michelle Obama, it's you can get out. You can get out. There's still time. All right, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it. Vanessa in D.C. disagrees. She is pro-bang. Hello, Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie and Moose.
Good morning.
Love you guys. Saturday night. Welcome to my fair city.
Oh, thank you, honey. We had an amazing time Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I did too. You know, before I get to the bang thing, I was thinking this morning, what would the equivalent sexy liberal tour for Republicans be like? And I couldn't come up with anything because they're so mean-spirited.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, they have
Alex
no levity.
Bennett,
they have
Jones,
no...
I mean.
I don't know. They lack something at their core. I couldn't even come up with what a show would look like.
Well, jokes
that would be so funny and so, I don't know, kind of wholesome in a dirty kind of way.
Jokes are based on the truth, generally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, on the bangs issue,
yes.
I told the screener that I am pro-bang. I think it makes her look younger. But this, I got to put a little caveat.
Yes.
There's something a little wrong with it. It's like a little part. If you're going to have bangs, they have to span your forehead.
Right.
And it's like this little division in the middle.
Yes.
And I don't like that.
Like
and I think
palette.
It could be a little shorter.
Right.
A bit too long.
This has been hair tips.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you for calling
women,
hair tips.
Women think about the length of back.
Are you
seriously?
Vanessa, we obsess about our hair, right?
I think she's beautiful either way.
Yeah. So. All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Oh, Vanessa's done. Okay. Yeah. It's no, listen, Jackie, seriously.
I didn't know this was such a thing.
Oh, no, it's a
listen,
to bang or not to bang,
right?
How you curl the bang. Yeah, it's a big decision.
This is why photo approval is so hard for you, Chris, because hair.
Yeah, I don't
I look
post
like an idiot.
Anything.
I look like an idiot in that picture.
Yeah.
My hair is very flyaway and thin, and I just,
And what's weird is that pictures that I think you look beautiful in, you're like, no, that's never seen the light. Destroy that.
I did ask on a few pictures yesterday whether you guys thought I looked like I had a little bit of a brain-related event. There's something going on with my face that I can't really explain.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at a couple of pictures of you right now, and I'm like, oh, really?
Right? I know.
You really wanted me to post that?
What? When we...
Which ones?
But there's nothing you could do about it because you're with...
I also have a... Right. That's the problem is I get a once-in-a-lifetime picture like with Cher.
With Cher.
Worst picture of me ever taken. But I'm like, we have to post it because it's
right.
Cher, and you only get one shot at it.
On the White House tour, we had to show our IDs, and Chris's ID looks nothing like him. That
what
was a different guy.
What is with
guy.
Your picture?
It's a completely what? Different guy.
I mean, some drivers...
That's the person you hired in 2004. When I moved here, I got my picture
taken.
See,
my driver's license picture is spectacular. I brought a stylist with me. I brought hair and makeup to the DMV.
Well,
sure, serious in Hollywood.
Apparently. Especially that crappy little DMV in Hollywood.
Even when you go through a red light and it takes your picture, you know, you make sure you look good. You
right.
smile. Okay.
Bye.
It's a new headshot in case you're hard up on cash.
Sure.
Okay. Tony, can I have some breaking news music? This is this is actually upsetting. Barbara Walters.
It's called ABC News theme, Tony.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no. Barbara Walters has fallen and could not get up. She has been hospitalized. Apparently, she's okay.
Yeah.
But she fell and, just saying, Jackie, fell on
I didn't push her, if that's what you're insinuating.
No, I'm insinuating drunken debauchery.
Oh.
Drunken inauguration
I thought
debauchery.
You were thinking it was a very, like, showgirls, all about Eve thing.
No,
I pushed her and now I'm going to take over.
Right.
Yeah.
No. No, I was not insinuating
I'm ambitious,
that.
But not cruel.
All right, Eve, whatever.
Oh, boy.
Barbara Walters fell on a stair and cut her forehead at I'm just saying, inauguration party, Jackie, at the British ambassador's residence. We were not invited to that one.
No, that would have been a little too above our pay grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Too much Waffney's Red Barrel.
Yes.
Yeah, just out of an abundance of caution because she's 83, but I'm just saying.
Is she really?
Yes.
She is.
Yes.
Huh.
I just...
Did you think she was younger or older?
I thought she was younger.
That must have been quite startling for the party guests. Oh, somebody, and I can't get up. Can someone help me? Oh, well.
Ow.
Oh, no.
Ow.
I'm bleeding.
Wow. This is really quite uncomfortable. Could somebody help me up? I appear to have fallen.
Barbara Walters or Elmer Fudd?
Exactly.
I had a little Elmer Fudd.
If I were a twee that had just fallen of force, what kind of twee would I be? And would I make a sound?
Be quiet.
All right.
I'm pushing Barbara Walters down the
house. We are running on inauguration weekend fumes.
She's stealing my act.
Oh, hang on. All right, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. This is a whole new studio, and I'm grabbing things off the printer.
We're not used to having a printer inside the studio.
No.
We're used to having Travis run things in for you.
Oh, things could get worse for us from here, kids. Guess what? Like Gulliver on Capitol Hill right here in D.C. Mm-hmm. Stephan the Mooks, happy to hear you all be using Bill Press's studio. And this week I happen to work at a sexy liberal liquor store down the street from that studio. If you need your box wine, bourbon or whatever, blah, blah, or neurotic tour director Roland needs, we're happy to serve you. It's right there. There's a, it's right. That could be bad news for us. What's the name of it? Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Hayden's Liquor. It's right there. So that's, you know what, that's not going to be good news. We're going to stop there right after this. All right. By the way, we've been continuing the gun debate because, obviously, that'll be one of the first orders of business as the new administration's, is it new? It's not new. The second administration.
Well, he's got a lot of turnover in the cabinet.
Right.
Right. Yes.
You got to replace all those chicks with men. You know,
right.
That's,
yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Jackie Shatner with a little feminist frenzy there. Just a little.
Well, that's been the controversy.
But we were saying
we don't have enough white men in government, so we just have to make sure that we have more.
Did you see all the wing nuts on Gun Appreciation Day? I'm sorry, the tea bags are out again hanging from their hat. And it's like, okay, don't do that if you don't want to be called teabaggers. Either you have two things hanging right in your face
from your
own hat.
How are you going to aim with teabags hanging in front of your
right.
eyes?
Right, exactly. Makes your aim even worse. But they're freaking out, obviously, over the... and I just... Because we've heard from a lot of them, the gun nuts, they're just... I don't know if they're just paranoid or... But it's amazing the scenarios that come up with, in which they would need some sort of weapon, and usually a high capacity. This one from, let's see, Paula. Steph, one of my clients is a woman in her 80s. She told me she's told me she always carries a gun in her purse. Among other things, she tells me the reason she carries a gun at all times is that when she carries her groceries to the car, in broad daylight, by the way, they might be hiding under the car, grab her ankles, and pull her down.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I told her that, for one reason, in Naples, Florida, someone is laying under her car in broad daylight to rob or harm her in a grocery store parking lot is pretty paranoid. But if that should ever happen, somehow I doubt she'd be able to get her gun out of her purse in time to foil her attacker before she goes down. She didn't think this through, maybe.
Also, pavement in Fort Myers, Florida can be quite hot, you know, because it's hot in Florida.
And so, secondly, has that ever happened anywhere? I've never heard of a story of someone hiding under someone's car to grab their ankles.
Maybe she's thinking of that Superman thing where the mole people climbed up from the great the center of the earth. And
from what?
Never mind.
I don't. It's just as far-fetched as his point is what is.
I see. Okay.
Someone grabbing an old lady's ankles that has been waiting, up, presumably on the hot pavement under her hot car for hours for her to come out. To what, then grab her ankles and then what, steal her oranges? Or
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Steal her Metamucil.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is this a high probability scenario, or I don't... Right. And
I don't
then
know.
She didn't think that through, that how are you going to... When someone grabs your ankles...
How are you going to have time to reach into your purse, grab your gun,
find
your gun in amongst the Werthers?
Right.
Okay, that's the other thing.
Then hairpins.
Ow!
Hairpins and old Werthers. I know, because it's exactly what my purse looks like. All right. So we are getting ready to we will again, as this the initial official stuff starts, we will carry the audio and commentate over it, as they say in the
There's Flotus. Flotus is walking on, walking in.
Oh, they're right. There's a separation in the bangs. See, I know what our caller was talking about.
She looks gorgeous.
She's
like
gorgeous.
That.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
beautiful.
God.
She could be one big bang and she would still be gorgeous. Like,
that sounded awful.
No,
Jackie.
You know,
listen, Jackie, just settle down. Settle down, drunkie. Okay. All right. It is 17 minutes after the hour. We will be back live with the inauguration coverage here in Washington, D.C.
There's V. POTUS.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show on the road.
Very interesting, but stupid.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, live from Washington, D.C., getting ready for the inauguration, the second inauguration of President Barack Obama. Very, very excited.
Yes.
Yeah, four more years. Yes, we did. Great.
Four more years.
Tilly. Ermagerd. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We will be broadcasting from here today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Bill Press for allowing us to use his studio.
And thank you to Jim Ward and Jackie Schechner, who, while both still drunk and or hungover, will be taking over the last half hour of inauguration.
Because we...
Chris and I neglected to bring the right clothes for our Senator Barbara Boxer luncheon.
So we'll be watching TV and saying, oh, look, there's that guy. There's
well, that's
guy.
What you're going to be doing.
Hey, look, I know that guy. He's that guy from the thing that placed that.
If anyone knows Jim Ward, they know that's not true. There will be accidental brilliance that will slip out.
Absolutely.
Inadvertently. Jim was brilliant Saturday night at Sexy Liberal. You did a whole... What was your thing? Explain your thing.
Explain my thing?
I beg your pardon.
I don't remember. It was based on those ads where you see this guy looks like Santa Claus going to desperately poor villages and showing all these starving people. And instead of giving him a sandwich or some medicine, he says, send money to me.
Right.
And so I did a whole thing where Tom Brokaw was doing a version of that for disenfranchised and dispirited Republicans. And, of course, there are lots of L's involved.
Of course there were.
Who else showed up?
You did everybody.
We had
Boner
and of course,
McConnell.
McConnell
and mitt at the end, mittens. So and it,
you
it
were
went,
able to
went,
bust out the mitt bot.
It went brilliantly.
It
if
did.
If I say so myself.
It did, assisted by the lovely and talented Jackie Schachner and the lovely and talented Chris LeBoy.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
We're from the theater. We're on the stage, you see.
And then Melissa Fitzgerald came out and slipped you some tongue, just to, by way of thanks.
Yes.
That, on behalf of all of us.
That was very nice. Thank you for that.
That was a little surprise for
you.
We added a little skit on top of your little skit. All right. So we are getting ready. We're watching, actually, like probably a lot of people are on TV. There's POTUS. POTUS is in the house.
POTUS is in the house.
POTUS is in the hizzy, officially.
In the hizzy.
The dignitaries are milling around. Congressman Alan Grayson, former, future, present.
Yep.
Apparently had an awesome ticket for me for the inauguration, an awesome seat, like nearly right up in front. But I couldn't because I'm...
Yeah. Drunk.
Oh, and working.
Oh, well, okay, that's
because
you.
I'm here doing this.
I had lunch with Carl Frisch yesterday, and he has front row, very front row seats.
Let's see if we can see him. Very,
okay.
Very exciting. I was there last time. Boy, was it cold last time. I was for hours.
Oh. It's not that bad this year.
Remember they had that cool thing, Jackie, did you ever see that on the internet where you could, literally there were 1.6 million of us there and they could find you in the crowd. I can't remember how.
It was a very high resolution picture.
Right. They did a thing where you could, I don't remember how they, if you knew what section you were in or whatever, facial recognition, something. Mm-hmm. Someone sent it to me that would, like, you saw the big panning shot over the mall and then it would zoom right on your face.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you're so, like, the high resolution, my snot dripping, just really hot.
That's very cool.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so I'm not braving the cold this year. We're going to a fancy senator luncheon.
Yes, we are.
Right after the swearing in, and then the parade begins, as we were saying, at 2:30 Eastern. And then I didn't realize because we walked by the viewing booth where POTUS and FLOTUS view the parade. And I was like, they watch it? I thought they were in it, and I forgot they're only in it for.
Well,
a little while.
They lead the parade,
right, and
so they're the first ones to get there. So they watch the rest of the parade come in behind them.
Right. The parade then passes them by.
Sure it does.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember last year I felt so bad for Michelle Obama. She had that gorgeous gold thing on, the gold dress and the whatever, but it was so cold. And I was like, oh, my God. And then plus I have to say I was nervous because of all the vitriol and hatred and racial stuff. I was like, oh, my God, they're out. Okay. Are they on this? They're out of the car. Okay, they're out of the car. They're walking. Are they on this? Yeah, because there was the security. This obviously it's incredible this time, but last time it was...
Yeah.
Crazy.
Cray cray.
Yeah, great. Totally. All right. We are, I believe, going to the Commander-in-Chief's inaugural ball tonight.
Well, there's the inaugural ball, then there's the Commander-in-Chief's ball.
Right.
So POTUS is going to both of those.
Right.
Because he is both.
Right. Last year he went to a bunch of them. I got to go to a bunch of them last, and he would come and dance with Michelle at all of them. This year he's only going to these two.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool when he comes in and then they dance and, you know. And it's also odd because you can tell they're not faking affection, which is weird.
Because Republicans, they tend to fake affection.
Right, right. You can tell they don't really even like each other.
Yeah. Oh, God, really? Do we have to do this?
Have to touch you. And,
so here's a little fun fact about Senator Schumer, who's the MC of ceremonies today.
Right.
The master of ceremonies today.
He was afraid he was going to oversleep, I heard.
He was afraid he was going to make a mistake. And he's also made this very New York-centric. So the water is New York water, Saratoga Springs.
Oh, there he is. He's on camera now.
Two of the three wines.
Can we listen to him, Tony?
Let's listen to
him. President Barack H. Obama.
Oh, they're already mad on Fox News that he didn't say Hussein.
Oh.
Now, we know that we would not be here today were it not for those who stand guard around the world to preserve our freedom. To those in our armed forces... We offer our infinite thanks for your bravery, your honor, your sacrifice.
Hooray.
Yeah.
We saw a couple of the soldiers in that Humvee. We were like, oh, I hope they're not expecting something to go wrong.
This democracy of ours was forged by intellect and argument, by activism and blood, and above all, from John Adams to Elizabeth Cady Stanton to Martin Luther King, by a stubborn adherence to the notion that we are all created equal and that we deserve nothing less than a great republic worthy of our consent.
The theme of this year's inaugural is Faith in America's Future. The perfect embodiment of this unshakable confidence in the ongoing success of our collective journey is an event from our past. I speak of the improbable completion of the Capitol Dome and capping it with the Statue of Freedom, which occurred 150 years ago in 1863.
Yeah,
when Abraham Lincoln took office 2 years earlier, the dome above us was a half-built eyesore. Conventional wisdom
kind of
was that
sort
it should
of half
be
tour guide.
Yeah.
Half
until
senator.
The war ended.
Yeah, and we're walking.
Although our tour guides for the White House were better.
Yes. All right, Kins, we have to take a hard break here. Jim and Jackie will continue with our live inauguration coverage on the Stephanie Miller Show live on Inauguration Day from Washington, D.C.
Stephanie Miller.
Last time she was here, she drank too much cherry wine and had a threesome with my parents.
Well, hello.
Really?
And welcome back.
I didn't know that about you.
To the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Jackie Schechter sitting in for Stephanie. Jim Ward is sitting here with me in the studio.
She's far enough away that I can't grope her.
No,
so
yes, we are very lucky that that is not happening at the moment. We're having actually a solemn moment right now as we are having the invocation at the inauguration of President Obama, start of his second term, official as of yesterday, because he had to be sworn in by noon on January 20th. So what we're going through now is the formality and the pomp and circumstance of redoing the ceremony that was done in pretty much private yesterday.
It's pretty much a done deal.
Yes. So, well, it is a done deal.
Yes.
But we're reinventing it now. We're recreating it.
Now we're hearing the widow of Medgar Evers. Who
yes. Merle Williams. Evers is her full name. Maybe we can pull up that sound.
We ask for your guidance toward the light of deliverance, and that the
she's
vision
an
of those who came
author,
before us
right,
and
has fought for civil rights for years and years and fought for her husband, for justice for her husband for 30 years.
And a great speaker, obviously.
Yes.
Witnesses, unseen by the naked eye, but all around us, thankful that their living was not in vain. For every mountain, you gave us
what
the
you can
strength
see,
to climb.
Watching the coverage is
your
crowds
grace,
and crowds of people. We're saying the expectation was about 900,000.
Which is still less than 4 years ago. But
much
it's
less
a,
than
but
4 years
still
ago.
We now stand
amazing.
Beneath the shadow of the nation's capital, whose golden dome reflects the unity and Marley. Democracy of one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Approximately 4 miles from where we are assembled, the hallowed remains of men and women rest in Arlington Cemetery. They
we have to remember,
believed,
too, it's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day today.
Right.
So there is also the celebration of that. And the president is putting his hand when he is sworn in on two Bibles, one being Abraham Lincoln's Bible and the other being Martin Luther King Jr.'s Bible.
Wow.
And he's going to put his hand on both, one on top of the other.
What amazing symbolism.
He's sworn in on both of those today.
That we are strong, fierce in our strength, and ever vigilant in our pursuit of freedom. We ask that you grant our president the will to act courageously but cautiously when confronted with danger, and to act prudently but deliberately when challenged by adversity. Please continue to bless his efforts to lead by example in consideration and favor of the diversity of our people.
Merle Evers Williams was the first choice for the invocation. She was asked and accepted the invitation. There was some controversy over the benediction. At the end, they had asked a pastor to do it, and then Think Progress came up with a sermon that he gave in the 90s that was viciously anti-gay.
Wow.
And so they ended up, he withdrew himself from that honor because of the...
Yeah,
that the emergence of that video, and the administration, I think, was unaware that that was something he had done a decade ago, 15
right.
years ago. So what they did is offered the opportunity to a reverend of the Church of the Presidents here in D.C., and he's going to do the benediction. And when they asked him if he was upset being the second choice, and he said, absolutely not, you need relievers. And he was honored to be asked. But Louis Giglio was originally going to do it, and it's going to be, I have to look up the gentleman's name, but it's actually going to be a local reverend here in D.C. who's going to do the honors of the benediction.
There is something within. In Jesus' name, in the name of all who are holy and right, we pray. Amen.
We're just taking some time now. You've got Vice President Biden congratulating.
I am pleased to introduce the award-winning Tabernacle Choir. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
It's quite the picture, isn't it? With President Obama and then Senator Schumer and Vice President Biden on the other side. Senator Schumer looks very happy to be
he's thrilled.
The master of ceremonies. He looks like he's having a very good time.
Biden is so telegenic. It's really
he is really. He's very charming and very charismatic. And we were talking about it earlier that Stephanie had the opportunity to meet him last night. And I was in the wrong place at the right time. I was outside the backstage area and Roland sent me a text message and said, he said, get back here quickly. And I was in a position where I was trying to get there as quickly as possible. And when we got there, it was a bad time. And so the man in charge of security actually sort of body blocked me trying to get in and said, no, not now. I think the vice president was just getting ready to go on stage to give his speech, and they were being very protective of that particular area. So I'd missed the opportunity to meet him, which will be a regret of mine for some time to come. But he's lovely.
Well, he'll be around for another 4 years. So.
Yes, well, that too, yes. But I've always been a fan.
Yeah.
I think he's wonderful. And I think what's so great about him, I think as Stephanie mentioned earlier too, is that he is so genuine.
Right.
And you can tell that he genuinely believes in the causes he fights for. And I always thought it would be fun to be his communications director because it would be fun to handle the gaffes and the missteps because they are genuine. And I think that sometimes he says the wrong thing, as we all do, and he is genuinely sorry when he does. And I think he says things that are inelegant, but we all do. So that makes him human, and I like that.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have someone like that than a Romney who's
Completely artificial.
And then when he makes a mistake, he means it, but not in a good-hearted way.
Joe's human, in other words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. He actually has a heart instead of a microphone.
Yeah, and he comes from the working class background too, so he can actually identify with
Scranton, Pennsylvania,
who are not in the top 0.0001%.
Do you do a Biden impersonation?
It's a big effing deal. He's got that kind of little rasp going on there, and you just can't wait to give you a bear hug. It seems like he's just smiling all the time. Yeah, but
we're watching now. There's pictures of the crowd, and obviously the VIPs who are in the front section is what you're going to get the most photographs of this time. It's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir that's performing right now. There's going to be three big performers today. It's going to be James Taylor singing first, and then it will be Kelly Clarkson.
Uh-huh.
And she is going to sing, I think, My Country 'Tis of Thee, if I'm not mistaken, which is the same song that Aretha Franklin did in 2008 with her big fancy bow hat.
Right.
The now famous gray bow hat that she wore at the inauguration. We'll see what Kelly Clarkson's dressing. How she is dressed, I assume it will not be in a giant big gray bow.
No.
But she's going to do that, and then Beyonce is going to do the national anthem.
Wow. And then Mitt Romney sings America the Beautiful.
Yes, which will be painful for all of us.
Oh, beautiful first page of sky.
He doesn't do well in the cold. That's really what's happening there. But we know that Jay-Z and Beyonce are close with the president and first lady. So it is a obviously appropriate honor for her to be able to be there at this ceremony and be able to sing. And I'm sure it will be beautiful because she does have a very beautiful voice.
As this soloist here.
Maybe we can listen to a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Mm-hmm.
With her new hairstyle. Oh, look at that crowd shot.
Wow.
It's a packed crowd shot.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like they've got a really nice turnout in terms mm-hmm. of packing the area in front of the Capitol.
Wow, that's really powerful. Great camera work, too. And we don't have to sit in the cold.
Yes, no, there's the benefit. You've got a bunch of waving flags, American flags.
Although 4 years ago, it was much, much colder than it is here now.
Yes, it was.
Oof.
Yes, it was. I was here, and it was not only very cold, but disorganized. And I think that made people very grumpy and unhappy. It was unpleasant. Let's listen a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
The senator from Tennessee, the Honorable Lamar Alexander.
Mr. President, Vice President,
behind them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the late Alex Haley, the author of Roots, lived his life by these six words: find the good and praise it. Today we praise the American tradition of transferring or reaffirming immense power in the inauguration of the President of the United States. We do this in a peaceful, orderly way. There is no mob, no coup, no insurrection. This is a moment when millions stop and watch, a moment most of us always will remember. It is a moment that is our most conspicuous and enduring symbol of the American democracy. How remarkable that this has survived for so long in such a complex country when so much power is at stake.
Senator Lamar Alexander,
Republican from Tennessee.
Yes.
To respect the results. Last year at Mount Vernon, a tour guide told me that our first president, George Washington, once posed this question: what is most important, Washington asked, of this grand experiment, the United States? And then Washington answered his own question in this way: not the election of the first president, but the election of its second president. The peaceful
transfer of power. We'll take a little bit of a break right here,
okay.
And we'll come back and we'll see what's next up on the agenda. I think we'll probably have James Taylor singing, and I think next up after that will be Vice President Biden swearing in. So we'll take a break, and we'll come right back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, yes, yes, I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Jackie Schechner and Jim Ward.
Hello.
Sitting in for Stephanie Miller, Chris Lavoie, while they are running some inaugural errands in the last half hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
So you just heard the swearing in of the second term for President Barack Obama. Things are moving very, very quickly here.
We missed Joe Biden James Taylor, unfortunately.
But it happened.
Yes, it did happen.
Trust us, it happened. it moved very quickly. We were in a break, and Vice President Biden was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we had James Taylor sing, and then very quickly moved into the president's swearing in his oath of office. We were saying earlier,
John
by
Roberts.
John Roberts, who he asked, you know, that the Chief Justice is not presumed to be the one to officiate. That he, president, gets to ask whoever he wants.
Oh, okay.
And he asked Chief Justice Roberts to do it.
Why is he so partisan? Why can't he?
No, he did. Let's see if we can listen to Senator Schumer again. They're firing off the cannons. Yes. So that is now the fourth oath of office the president
has
taken.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and distinct honor to introduce the 44th President of the United States of America, Barack H. Obama.
Interesting choice of going with the H.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he just doesn't want to give the right wingers the satisfaction.
Maybe.
Lives, live.
Let's listen for this speech. This will be... This is what we've been waiting for. The president's giving his inaugural speech. We've heard the tone will be hopeful. Hopeful, Jim.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect him to be Debbie Downer.
Happy to be your president a second term. It's going to be a real bummer, folks.
Thank you so much. Vice President Biden, Mr. Chief Justice, members of the United States Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens. Each time we gather to inaugurate a president, we bear witness to the enduring strength of our Constitution. We affirm the promise of our democracy. We recall that what binds this nation together is not the colors of our skin, or the tenets of our faith, or the origins of our names. What makes us exceptional?
That's an interesting comment. Yeah.
What makes us American is our allegiance to an idea articulated in a declaration made more than two centuries ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Today, we continue a never-ending journey to bridge the meaning of those words with the realities of our time. For history tells us that while these truths may be self-evident, they have never been self-executing. That while freedom is a gift from God, it must be secured by His people here on earth. The patriots of 1776 did not fight to replace the tyranny of a king with the privileges of a few or the rule of a mob. They gave to us a republic, a government of and by and for the people, entrusting each generation to keep safe our founding creed. In four more than 200 years we have. Through blood drawn by lash and blood drawn by sword, we learned that no union founded on the principles of liberty and equality could survive half slave and half free. We made ourselves anew and vowed to move forward together. Together we determined that a modern economy requires railroads and highways to speed travel and commerce, schools and colleges to train our workers. Together we discovered that a free market only thrives when there are rules to ensure competition and fair play. Together we resolved that a great nation must care for the vulnerable and protect its people from life's worst hazards and misfortune.
Making the case for government working for you, not against
Tea
you.
Party
through it all,
libertarians
we have never relinquished our skepticism of central authority
nor have we succumbed to the fiction that all society's ills can be cured through government alone. Our celebration of initiative and enterprise, our insistence on hard work and personal responsibility, these are constants in our character.
He's hitting all the buzzwords.
Uh-huh.
But we have always understood that when times change, so must we. That fidelity to our founding principles requires new responses to new challenges. That preserving our individual freedoms ultimately requires collective action. For the American people can no more meet the demands of today's world by acting alone than American soldiers could have met the forces of fascism or communism with muskets and
can't
militias.
Can't help but think a little bit about the gun control, what's mm-hmm. happening here in terms of talking about how we can protect the Second Amendment and at the same time make the changes we need to protect and accommodate modern
or
society.
Or build the roads and networks and research labs that will bring new jobs and businesses to our shores. Now, more than ever,
now, obviously,
we must
this
do
is going
to
continue.
Together.
We're
going
to have to wrap up our
right.
program. It comes to the end of our time. It's Stephanie Miller's show. I'm Jackie Schechner. Jim Ward sitting in with me. We will allow the president to play out uninterrupted as we say goodbye. But we'll be back tomorrow from mm-hmm. D.C. Stephanie will be back in the big chair.
Same bat station.
Yes, and we will see you tomorrow. It's been the Stephanie Miller show. We'll listen to the president and his address as we go out.
A decade of war is now ending. An economic recovery has begun. America's possibilities are limitless.